The problem with that statement, there's a lot of things that are wrong there. So my question is LeBron James a sellout for supporting, you know, one of the worst government, one of the most oppressive governments on the planet in favor of the money that he makes from Nike? Or is he a modern man that says, hey, we have to be more cognizant of the ramifications of our actions? There's the first question, 844-527-8723. The second question I have for you is to the Twitter keyboard warriors out there. Okay, LeBron James has a lifetime contract with Nike, who benefits quite legendarily from the Chinese worker market and from the Chinese consumer market. He's got a lifetime contract that when I checked it, the best information I could find as of this show was well north of $300 million. It's a lifetime contract. How many of you listeners of the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, how many of you would put your values on the line for that much money? Right? My example, and that's not because he's my boss or whatever, but Mike Church, he gave up his money because he believed in the faith more than supporting endless wars and agendas of that nature. He didn't shut up and toe the party line. That's a fact. That's why this station and my show exist, because of it. Are you going to be like him? Or are you going to be like LeBron James, who understands that he has a lot of financial interest in China, the company that has sustained his lifestyle and will? You have to understand this. LeBron James is at the end of his career, okay? He doesn't have that much time to be making off of playing basketball. The rest of his life and the transformative generational wealth that his family has been provided due to his skill in basketball will be sustained by Nike. Okay? That's who he works. He doesn't work for the LA Lakers. He works for Nike. That's his business model. That's his brand. And so, what would you do? Would you say, listen, I have to speak out about the Chinese oppression. If Nike cuts ties with me, I can go get another deal with somebody like Under Armour or Reebok. I'm sure there's four or five other shoe companies that can't provide the same amount of money that Nike could, but could provide something. That could provide some kind of extension. Of course, if LeBron James managed his money well, I'm sure he wouldn't have to work another day in his life from all the contracts he's signed. But so there's those things. So those are the questions I want to ask. And I said it before, Daryl Morey, and I'm sure this article will mention it, he's a graduate from MIT. LeBron James has a high school GED. But if LeBron James knows how to read, he could easily educate himself on any issue out there with the internet and books, right? Just because you have a GED does not make you less intelligent. You can easily ramp up your intelligence with reading because it's fundamental. So that doesn't mean he's stupid because he just has a GED. You could easily read on the subjects. Like Tom Cruise said in that interview with Matt Lauer, I've read books. You know, you could read books and educate yourself on the situation. But it's on the surface, it's very difficult to look at a guy who just tweeted support Hong Kong and has a degree from MIT as being less educated on a situation than a guy who has a vested financial interest in this continued success in China. So those are the questions I am asking. Would you be able to stand up in the face of certain financial ruin or taking a certain financial hit to stand up for your beliefs? Would you be able to do that, listener? Two, is what LeBron James saying, is he out of line by calling into question Daryl Morey's education on the subject?